It is Tuesday, November 27th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the University of Arkansas Bookstore and its Holiday Appreciation Day for U of A faculty and staff, Tuesday, December 4th. Razorback apparel, gifts, and more will be offered. Store locations include the Garland Avenue Bookstore, the U of A Student Union, Northwest Arkansas Mall, and Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. uofastore.com for more information. Support for KUAF also comes from Walton Art Center, presenting jazz trumpeter Sean Jones Saturday at 7 and 9 p.m. This 21st century jazz musician is labeled as one of the most expressive and gifted players of his generation. Tickets and more information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on Ozarks, the debate over the resources directed toward charter schools. Jacqueline Froelich examines the role of the charter school in Arkansas. We'll also preview December's local theater offerings, including the latest edition of the best Christmas pageant ever at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. First, the general election may have been 3 weeks ago, but voters are again at the polls today to determine the winner of a handful of runoff elections in the area. Registered voters wishing to cast their ballots in still undetermined races will generally vote at their usual precincts. For more information about today's runoff elections, you can call your local county clerk's office. City and county governments in Washington and Benton counties are moving to withdraw from a regional hazardous materials response team. The regional hazmat team started 23 years ago. Fayetteville Fire Chief David Dayringer says that the regional approach was taken when hazmat response was a new responsibility for county and city governments.
So they formed this interlocal cooperation council of the communities and county governments in Washington and Benton County and formed a regional hazmat team because no one entity, no one government, no one fire department had the training or the resources or the number of members who were hazmat technicians to handle an incident or a spill.
The chief says things have changed in the fire service industry in the past 2 decades and that a regional team for responding to incidents involving hazardous materials is no longer a necessity.
It's something we can do for ourselves with the resources that we put into the regional team, and we're already handling our own hazmat incidents. And now we have a statewide mutual aid plan, you know, the Arkansas State Fire Chiefs Association, and it's part of the master emergency plan for the state of Arkansas. So we have the means, we now have the training, we now have the personnel and the equipment to take care of hazardous materials incidents.
The switch to local hazmat response should have a neutral budget impact after startup costs are absorbed. Chief Dayringer says that startup costs will include purchases of a hazmat truck, more hazmat suits, containment barrels, and other specialized tools. The technology offices at the University of Arkansas have been reorganized over the past few weeks in a move meant to shorten the time it takes for research to go from the lab to the marketplace. Jim Rankin is the Vice Provost for Research and Economic Development at the Fayetteville campus. He says historically, the UA Technology Office has been a collaboration between the Fayetteville campus and the UA System Division of Agriculture.
What we've done is decided to split that up a little bit so that there will be one unit focusing on division, and then we've got one unit focusing on campus. We've changed the name to Technology Ventures because we're trying to change our focus a little more away from the patent and licensing. That's still an important part, but we want people to realize we're interested in doing startup companies and commercializing this technology. So that's more what we want to represent and kind of a new approach for the office.
Rankin says splitting the office to individually serve research efforts at the Fayetteville campus and the Division of Agriculture will benefit each entity as well as the state as a whole.
There'll be a little more focus on each particular area. So there will be one group focused strictly on division, one group focused on campus. From the campus side, we're going to really get out, do a lot more outreach to faculty, show them why it's important that they look at commercializing their intellectual property and, you know, how we can commercialize and create more jobs in Arkansas.
Rankin says on the campus side, a smaller staff will make it easier for faculty to know with whom they need to communicate in order to take the research to the marketplace. The Springdale School District received some good news yesterday. As we reported last month, the district was one of several in Arkansas that applied for funding from the federal Race to the Top program. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Education announced that Springdale was one of 61 finalists in the $400 million grant program. According to a Department of Education release, the finalists were chosen from a pool of 372 applicants, and that between 15 and 25 winning applications will be announced by the end of the year. If awarded the grant, Springdale stands to receive between $20 and $30 million based on the district's population. A majority of the money would go toward expanding technology in the district, but the grant would also go toward expanding existing family literacy and after-school programs, as well as support curriculum writing work and implementing more of a personalized learning plan for students. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is working to notify about 1,500 patients of a file breach from the first half of 2010. The hospital said yesterday that a former medical resident who was fired took records home. Leslie Taylor with UAMS says no financial information was disclosed in the breach and affected patients have been notified.
We just want them to know that this information is out there. It is protected under a court order because the former medical resident is involved in a lawsuit against UAMS, and so it now has been sealed by the court. But because that information was out there, we just are required to let people know under federal privacy laws.
Taylor says UAMS learned of the breach through a lawsuit filed by the medical resident and that the documents have been sealed by the court. The university disclosed in April that information from 7,000 patients had been disclosed in a separate breach. Ozark Regional Transit is getting into the spirit of the giving season. Yesterday, the regional transit company announced that all passengers can ride its buses for free during the month of December, except, of course, on Christmas Day, when no routes will be operating on the holiday. Clear, low in the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, clear, a high of 57 in northwest Arkansas. Lower 60s, the high tomorrow in the Arkansas River Valley. And for Wednesday night, clear, lows will be in the mid-30s.